Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Denise Tunnell, and tonight I'm joined by my good friend, Jennifer James. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing good. How's everybody doing out there? Exciting, exciting.
I know. I can't wait. Tonight we have Danessa Myricks with us, but before we get to Danessa, we're going to take it over to you, Jennifer, so you can give us a little bit of beauty news.
Okay, so the first thing on my mind in terms of beauty news, I'm going to throw it right back to you, Denise, for just a two-second segment talking about the web series. What's it all about? Give them.
Okay, right now we're in post-production, so we're trying to, you know, get everything nice and pretty and ready for everybody to view. We're going to have a sizzle reel coming up really soon, so you can kind of check out, you know, what it's going to be about. But Beauty Talk, the web series, is going to be coming to you soon, hopefully by early August.
Sweet.
And basically, it's the same format as this show, except now you'll be able to see us, you'll be able to see the guests. And, you know, web series are the big thing now, so we're just doing a web series. So you'll
that
be able to see
awesome.
It on the internet, the YouTube, Facebook, and we're going to have its own web channel. So we're pretty excited about that.
That is so awesome and incredible. Oh, sure. Congratulations. I call that new, so I had to throw that in there. The Wire, you know, is really hot. You know, all the makeup artists, everybody's all above. Everybody's really into education. Everybody wants to push their skills up to the next level. So the
right.
next exciting piece of beauty news for me to remind everybody who happened to not be in L.A. for IMAX this past June, the first ever IMAX show will be in New York City. The first ever IMAX show in New York City. One more time, the first ever IMAX show in New York City, April 9th and 10th, 2011, and it will be at 82 Mercer, which is in Soho across from, what? Bloomingdale's. Another reason to go. Hello. 8,000 square feet of shoes. I don't know how many square feet of makeup across the street and seminars and beauty love and, oh, my goodness, unbelievable. That whole intersection is just going to be, I hate to use another cliche that's just like showing my age, but it's going to truly be off the chain. April 9th and 10th.
Yeah, that's going to be
Mercer in Soho. Incredible. IMAX is an incredible trade show for makeup artists. And they're catering to the consumer crowd, too. So everybody come on out. Make sure you check that out. Go to imetshow.com. Get all the info. It's right there. And speaking of education, little beauty news. The infamous, the legendary, the, although we just love, like, KJ Bennett, Kevin James Bennett, just held a seminar in D.C. at Studio 400.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming back to give us a little bit more called Eventful Makeup, which includes a segment that is really, really, really popping in terms of all the makeup artists wanting to, like, really boost their skills, the Bulletproof Bride. Everybody wants to get their bride to where the makeup is going to, you know, really last all night. The look is, I mean, supreme perfection from walking down the aisle to the very last glass of champagne on to the honeymoon. So he'll be featuring that in October. The 16th is one date that they've added, and they're speaking about a second one right now, so kind of popped over to madenewyork.com. That's KJ Bennett's website, which is also backlinked to inmykit.com, another famous website of KJ Bennett. And you can get all the information about his Bulletproof Bridal Seminar, October Studio 400, which is in D.C.
Cool.
And that's beauty news for July
16th, 2010. Well, all right. Thank you so much. And I also wanted to mention tonight we're going to have a really special contest going on. It's not going to be limited to the Beauty Lounge, but anyone who's listening by telephone, or if you saw my blog entry today, or if you're in the Beauty Lounge tonight, everyone will be able to participate. And what I would love to do is I would like for you all to just get very creative. You can submit an old photo. You can submit a brand new photo. It doesn't have to be a professional photo, but submit a photo to info@illusionsbeauty.com. And basically, I want you to submit a photo of a creative eye look. And so basically, what we're going to do is just get very creative, do you know, your most creative eye look, submit that photo. By next Wednesday, we'll judge the photos, we'll pick a winner, announce it on next week's show. Once we make that announcement, the winner will be able to create a new creative eye look. But this time, you know, we want to make sure you include, you know, the face and everything. So we're going to do a complete look, but, you know, of course, still focusing on the eyes. And basically, you'll have the opportunity to win 2 DVDs from Danessa, 2 eye dust from Illusions Beauty, a luster lip gloss from Illusions Beauty, a lip tar, lip tar from OCC, and a pigment from NYX. So whoever wins that will be able to create their new look with those products and with the aid of Vanessa's DVDs.
Okay, so, I'm a guest co-host.
Am I included? No. You can't participate, no.
Oh, come on. I knew that. I'm sorry. I had to say something.
You can't participate. You can't participate. So, just, you know, start thinking about it, and we'll mention it again before the show is over. And, yeah, so that's what it's going to be. So that way it's fair to everybody, not just the chat room. So get ready. And so I'm not going to hold you all up any longer.
Drum roll.
I want to introduce our guest, but before I do that, I just want to say if you want to call in with your questions, please do so by dialing 914-803-4399, or if you're having problems with hearing the show online and you just want to listen in, you can just call and listen in. Also, again, the website to hear the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/illusions-cosmetics. All right, so... Danessa, are you still there?
I'm here.
Welcome to Beauty Talk.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yay!
So, Danessa, I'm going to have you basically just introduce yourself. Tell us, you know, who you are and how you got started in this whole crazy business of makeup. And, yeah, start there.
Okay. I'm a single mother of 2. And how I got started in makeup, I was working in corporate America. I was like your only corporate geek, really. I was really the desk nerd, any way you can slice it, that was me. And I worked my way up the corporate ladder at a publishing company, and just to find that the owner just wanted to go in another direction. He didn't really want to do the business anymore. So 30 days after that conversation, I was out of a job, out of a career, and just kind of lost, you know, being a single mother with 2 kids. It wasn't like, okay, let me go back to school, because, you know, we'd be sharing peanut butter and spaghetti, so I had to come up with something quick. So I just took a look.
Can I stop you right there? When you were talking about school, so what kind of training did you have for that job?
For makeup or...
Well, for your job, publishing company.
Okay. Well, I have my bachelor's in marketing and management, and pretty much I just always just pursued something because I was such a nerd. I tried to find interesting places to work, So I felt like, you know, being in publishing, people, you know, had a little bit more snazz about them. I would be able to have a different experience. So
now, the reason why I asked you that question, because I want our listeners to be able to hear how people, you know, really got their start, and how it's not just something that people decided one day, oh, I love makeup so much, that's what I'm going to do. People actually
right.
have careers in other things, but when you look at the types of careers that they have, and then you look at where they are now, and you see how they can actually use their skills from that career to kind of, you know, kind of wrap it all together and just, you know, bring everything full circle in their makeup career.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. I found that, you know, much of the success that I've had has been, in the beginning, not so much about my artistry, because I was self-taught and I was terrible in the beginning, but I think people just allowed me to be around because they felt that I was professional.
Right.
You know, that was just the result of my corporate background.
Okay.
So you're absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Now, you brought in the word, the professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something, speaking to Vanessa, is that something like that you put into practice as a kind of networking tool in the beginning when you were getting into the makeup, or was it just something that just kind of came natural because it was what you were used to?
Well, I think just professionalism is key just in any business, and I think because I approached this business professionally, I think
mm-hmm.
people paid attention, because a lot of the, I've heard photographers say to me, you know, I can never get a makeup artist to show up on time, and they're always worried about when lunch is, and, you know, the kit's always a mess, and, you know, it's those other things that make you attractive to other professional people, so other professional people
right.
will notice your professionalism out of the back. So it was... And that the strategy that I used was just basically, yeah, using my corporate skills just to introduce myself and promise
right.
that I'd be there and work hard for not even a penny, just, you know, for an opportunity, just kind of like sending out your resume and knocking on doors looking for, you know, any other job. So I just took that same approach.
Absolutely. Awesome.
So let's go back to, you know, once you left the publishing company, and then at that point, whole makeup thing?
At that point, everyone thought I was having a nervous breakdown when I decided that I wanted to be a makeup artist, because I wasn't even someone who wore makeup. I just, you know, I wanted to have a new experience. I was a corporate person, and I just wanted to do something that was different.
Right.
And it's not easy to just get another job and be at the top of the company, and I knew that would be a long road. So what I did notice, the reason why I chose makeup is when I worked at the publishing company, I noticed that they hired hairstylists and makeup artists all the time. And some of the makeup artists were, like, amazing. You know, at the end of the day, they got paid. And then mm-hmm. some of the makeup artists were terrible. And at the end of the day, they got paid, too.
They got paid, right.
Right. So I was like, you know what, this is great. Learn as I go. Learn on the job. Someone will pay me to be terrible. And I just
wow.
decided at that moment that I'm going to be a makeup artist, and that pretty much was it. The challenge that I had is that because I had such a corporate background, you know, people really laughed at the idea of me doing makeup, to be quite honest. And I was living on an unemployment check, so it wasn't like I can go jump into a school or even go
right.
out and buy makeup. So honestly, what I was able to afford were two books. I got Sam Fine's book, and I got
Hello.
One of Kevin McClung's books. Yeah, and those two books, I just stared at the pictures, honestly, because when I read it, no matter what book you read, everyone says something different. So reading the words kind of threw me, so I really just kind of stared at pictures, and I just tried to just mentally burn in my brain, you know, what things should look like. You know, the idea was that I would just research people thought were great in the makeup business, and I would just try and emulate them as much as possible, try and
wow.
just, you know, make my makeup look that way, even though I had none. I know this sounds
right.
the same, but, you know, one thing I did have in my corporate background is just a lot of training, just about people and personal development. And I know that whatever you put your mind to, whatever you believe in, whatever you focus on, it will come to fruition. So I just tried to put all of my energy and focus on, you know, what it should be, just in preparation for the opportunity to actually do it. And then one day one of my friends was like, okay, everyone thinks you're insane, but my friend's getting married. She doesn't have a lot of money. Since you're a makeup artist, you know, do her makeup for her. And I was like, great. And I got my unemployment check on Thursday, and I'll never forget, Friday I went to Walgreens, and I spent half my check on makeup, and I bought, like, all the black opal sticks. I bought a couple of powders. I bought some liners, mascara, just really basic stuff, Q-tips. And then, you know, I had the random makeup in my house, and, you know, the makeup that you buy but you never open because you have no idea what to do with. And I put that all together and showed up to the wedding the next day. And I think, I want to say there were three bridesmaids and the bride, and I went to the bathroom maybe 20 times in between each person. And sometimes I cried, and sometimes I was pulling my hair, but I always came out smiling. And somehow I was able to get through and do everyone's makeup, and they were happy. And from that day, I just started getting referrals. You know, people at the wedding were like, oh, the bride looked beautiful. My niece is getting married. You know, just turned it like that. And one of the people in the audience, they were a publisher at another magazine, and they were like, okay, well, you can come and, you know, you can do some stuff for us, you know. So it just kind of just snowballed that way, just all by referrals. And, you know, and what's crazy, I was going to say the thing that I learned from that experience is that although we do want to practice and we want to get better with every day, you know, the last thing you want to do is sit around and wait until you're the greatest, because there are people who are going to appreciate your talent at every level. And they were just very happy because I was able to give them something more than what they can do for themselves. So, you know, the opportunity in makeup is immediate.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So going back to, you were talking about, you know, all the referrals, you know, that speaks to your level of professionalism and what they thought about you, you know, when they first met you. So let's talk a little bit about, like, first impressions and how important first impressions are to you as a makeup artist, you know, as it pertains to, you know, your appearance, you know, your kit, your brushes, everything.
Yeah, you know, when you're in the beauty business, people expect for you to be beautiful. So if you're not beautiful and put together, they're not going to have an expectation that you can do that for them. So it's really, really critical. And then when you're talking about being in someone's face and touching their skin, they want you to be clean. They want your kit to be clean. They want the tools that you're using to be clean. So it's so super critical. It's to me, like, one of the most important things, you know, what kind of vibe and feeling that they get when they first see you, because that's everything. Whatever they see on you is what they believe that you're going to bring to them. So I put a lot of attention into that.
Absolutely. And just in that statement alone, you know how sometimes, and this is nothing against hairstylists, but you know how sometimes you can, you know, you can go to the same hairstylist for years and, you know, and you go every time you go into the salon, she never looks put together. Like, her hair's never done. It may just be in a ponytail. I mean, it's just never anything, you know, cute or nice. It's just okay. And so, and sometimes they end up being the best hairstylist, right?
Right.
But some people who don't know them will never know that just by looking at
them.
Exactly. So
it's really interesting that you say that, because I believe, I mean, there's so much value in what you're saying. My very first, the biggest client that I have now that I've been able to maintain for a number of years, and we do a lot of amazing things together, I found that client because one of the workers was at a trade show, and she just happened to be strolling behind my booth, and everyone in the booth was just so dressed up and glammed up, it just made her walk over. And this is actually like a year into me getting started, and I had only one DVD. And she took that DVD and bought it, and from that point on, I've been doing consulting and doing all their marketing, doing all their branding, everything, just because visually she was stimulated by what she saw. So you are absolutely right.
Yeah. So let's talk about your DVDs and, you know, what motivated you to start making your DVDs.
you know, for me, the DVDs just really came out of me understanding that there's a need. When I started doing makeup, there was no YouTube videos. There wasn't all of this information available. So all I can find was those books,
When did you start doing makeup?
I started doing makeup, I want to say, in 2004.
Okay, because I think I remember seeing you for the first time in 2005 at the Bronner Brothers show in Atlanta. I know you had one DVD, but I can't remember if you had, like, maybe two.
When I went to Bronner Brothers for the first time, I had three DVDs.
Okay.
Yeah. And so basically just my whole desire was to make sure that anybody who was in my situation who really needed to learn quickly and to really have a formula that they can it's easy to learn and practice, that they had it accessible to them, because that was one of my biggest downfalls in just my process of building my artistry. So anytime I would learn something, I would put it on a videotape, because I felt as that immediately I had to really create a business out of this, because there are thousands and thousands of makeup artists. So I didn't want to rely only on just me physically doing makeup every day, because you can only do that but so much. I wanted to, at the same time, build a brand and just build a larger business. So I just figured I could do it one DVD at a time. Every time I learned something new, I would go and make a DVD. and I started from there. And now we have 13 volumes. To date.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really fulfilling and exciting for me, because it really makes me feel good, because people have really bought into the whole, you know, every time a volume comes out, they get it, they practice it, they send me pictures, they tell me what they see on the next one. It inspires me, really, you know, that people are really getting something from it. So I'm always, when you see a new DVD, that just means that a lot of people inspired me to do something new and different.
Well, speaking of people, you know, when the DVD comes out and people go buy it, my sister, I think she has all of your DVDs.
Really?
Yes. Starting in 2005, she came to that show with me. I think she bought two of them. Because I remember her buying more than one, but I don't remember her buying three. I think she bought two of them, and every time she's at the show, she will buy your DVD. And when she's not at a certain show and she knows a friend of hers will be, she'll get them to buy it for her.
Oh, my God. It's very humbling. Please tell her I love her and thank you that makes me feel really, really good. It really does.
Yeah, so, you know, I sit around and think, okay, now I've got to play catch up because I only have, like, three.
I have to mad catch up, because somebody actually asked me about Danessa. I guess about 2-3 months ago. And when I explained to them who she was, aside from sending them to her website and all those typical things you do, I told them, I'm like, she's the industry leader, people. Seriously.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And, you know, a couple of the people that I spoke to, they did order one or two. I can testify to that. And they were blown away. Danessa, your talent is immense. That's one thing, but the way you're able to actually convey the technique, it is brilliant and it is rare. God bless you. It is awesome that you're sharing it.
Wow. Thank you so much. This is so humbling. I'm, like, overwhelmed right now.
It's true. Wow. I mean, unbelievable. You're doing a great thing. And as a makeup artist, I'm thankful that people like you exist, because it's rare. And it's so beneficial to us.
It is rare because you're not afraid to share the knowledge. You have a lot of makeup artists who are successful, but yet, you know, they don't want to reach back. But you do that, and you do that well with your DVDs. You're giving them all the information. You're not keeping it for yourself.
Well, you know, I truly believe, and I don't know if you're familiar with Zig Ziglar. He was a great presenter, and he said one thing that stuck in my mind, I think, from the very first time I heard it. So you can have everything in life that you want as long as you help enough other people get what they want. and I really try and live that way. And I figure the more information I can put out there, the more people I can help. And, you know, life is a circle. You know, what you put out will come back to you tenfold. And it's not for that purpose. I mean, for me, when somebody says that they learned something, for me, it's, you don't even understand, like, how that makes me feel. It just really makes me want to do more and learn more. And it inspires me to get better. So just hearing you guys say that, it's enriching for me. It really feeds my soul, and it's really exciting for me. And you guys make me want to sit down and just come up with like 10 new ones.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, then let me just throw something else out there then, if that motivates you. I actually had a makeup artist friend who actually purchased a DVD from someone else, fairly new DVD. You know, very popular makeup artist. She saw the DVD. She was not impressed. She didn't think there was much for the makeup artist in that DVD. And I said, well, why don't you go to imakeyoubeautiful.com? Try one of Danessa's DVDs. She did, and she loved it. And she said she learned a lot.
It's that ability to convey the technique. I'm telling you,
absolutely.
Everybody cannot communicate those things like Danessa.
And it's sometimes in videos, people will give you just a little bit. But sometimes you need more than that. Even
right.
as a makeup artist, whether you're a new makeup artist or not, sometimes you need a little bit more than that. And I think that's what you do in videos.
One of the things that I love about this business, and one of the main reasons why I'm not afraid to share is, well, one is that I want people to share with me, too, because there's a lot
right.
that I don't know. But secondly, you know, I think being an artist, that the people just think of what being an artist means. What you put out is unique to you. It's who you are. It's how you perceive things. It's how you feel things. So you can give 10 painters the same exact paint and the same exact brush and the same exact education, but it's going to manifest differently from each person's hand. So just telling someone, use this brush, or this is the makeup that I use, and this is the store that you can go to buy this, and this is the technique that I figured out, it's not going to take anything away from you, because you are you. No one can take that away. So you're always going to have that special touch and that special edge. So what's beautiful about this business, if there's 1,000 makeup artists, there's going to be 1,000 representations of
right.
the makeup and the brushes and the tools that they're using. So there's no way that somebody can take something from you in this business. That's the beauty of
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I totally agree. Awesome.
Absolutely. So let's
can we
talk
get
a little
in
the, bit.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We
did have a question from the beauty lounge that kind of is along the line of this conversation.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yes, Felicia of This That Beauty, you know, she wants Danessa to speak a little bit more about her actual courses and classes, and especially boot camp. And she wants to know, you know, why Danessa thinks, you know, boot camp is kind of a must-attend class for anyone.
Okay, boot camp is my favorite class of all time. And what the boot camp is, really is in 8 hours, anybody who wants to be a makeup artist, whether they've been in the business for a while or whether they're starting brand new, they can really perfect or get all the information that they need in order to get started and work right away. And basically, I just designed that course. It's like a, what are those things, the dummy books that go with the real books? You know, it's just
right.
like a shrunken down quick guide. So you can go to school for 6 months, or I can just tell you exactly what you need to buy. I can tell you exactly what you need to do. I can tell you exactly what you need to get started. And I can tell you just exactly the 1, 2, 3, 4 techniques that you need in order to do perfect contouring, give great finishes to the skin, the basics. Because honestly, 90% of the money that anybody will make doing makeup is basic stuff. Clean.
Right.
Skin, you know, flawless foundation and powder application, contouring, and basic eyes and lashes can get you very, very far in this business. So that's what that class is designed to do, for somebody to sit down and go through a series of drills. I do some demonstrations. You copy me. I just the core things where somebody can get started instantly. And I have a great, like, one of my greatest stories is a young lady. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tiffany Garlic.
Yes.
She was one of my very first students. And all she, the only class that she ever took was this 8-hour boot camp. She was fresh and raw, just like I was when I got started. And now she does huge ad campaigns. She does celebrities all over the place. She's all, she's always traveling, doing makeup. She's very well known. She's in all the magazines. And it's the only class that she took. But it was all that she needed, because makeup is really a lot about practice, not so much about, you know, being in school for 6 months or 12 months. So once she had all that core information and she went through those drills and the information was presented to her in the way that it was, she was able to go out and just run. And she practiced, and now she's incredible. So it is a way for somebody who right away, who wants to get started or who really is trying to figure out what is it about their technique that is missing, that's not taking them to the next level, they, I promise they will get that from that 8-hour session.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, we have a call. Let's see if we have a question. Hello, caller. You have a question?
No, I'm just enjoying this. Thank you.
What's your name?
This is Gina.
I'm sorry, it's who?
Gina.
Hi, Gina. Gina.
How are you? Good.
Are you a makeup
artist? Don't let me interrupt. I'm just taking notes.
Oh, no, no. That's okay. Are you? I'm just going to talk to you anyway. Are you a makeup artist?
I am a makeup artist, and I've been. I just launched my Twitter account recently. At Gina Pro Artist.
Okay, so
everybody.
So
I'm new to the whole Twitter thing. Gina Pro Artist, yeah. But I'm so enjoying it because when I first started in the business, there was no such thing as internet. And I have my beauty book Bibles. I guess you call them the cult books. I heard Sam Fine mentioned earlier, definitely.
Right.
Making Up by Rex, Making Faces.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin
O'Brien,
and, you know, those guys, you know. That's pretty much all we had to rely on because we weren't getting that type of instruction from the beauty lines. We were getting product information on how to sell, not how to do the face, not how to really take care of the skin. Although I can say on their behalf, they got more into skincare later.
Right.
But
now, how long have you been doing makeup?
21 years, 88,
Wow.
How long is that?
Oh, wow, okay.
But I'm constantly learning, constantly evolving. What we did back then is not what we're doing now.
Right.
But you're right about the basics. And for a while, I freelanced full-time, so I did a little bit of everything. It wasn't only makeup, you know. I had to keep the lights on. So makeup, fragrance, skincare, whatever was out there, whoever was booking at the time. And it's very humbling for me and very important to me to sharpen my skills every time I do a rotation.
Right.
Because if you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And sometimes the basics are the things that we tend to forget about when the new trendy stuff comes out, and then when that's gone and they're not booking anymore.
We
have to resharpen our tools, remotivate. That's another thing. I'm sorry, and this is the last thing I'll say. In addition to the books on makeup artistry, I still had to feed my soul and feed my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoyed reading autobiographies of others in the industry, like Mr. Johnson, Against All Odds, and Estee. Estee Lauder wrote a couple of books, but my favorite of hers was Estee. The behind-the-scenes stuff and the stuff that we all share. Stories and experiences.
Mm-hmm,
I was blown away when Esther Lauder alluded to the fact that she and her family had to escape the Holocaust.
Right.
And she had to deal with a lot of racism and prejudices in the industry, just as I and my other African American counterparts, from a different angle. I mean, she even had to get her lawyer to front her business for her, to actually put her entire business in his name until they got themselves situated in the States so that she could reclaim her business to keep it from getting confiscated by the Nazis.
Right.
I mean, just some powerful stuff that keeps us strong in the industry and keeps us focused and keep our heads high so we never come across as downtrodden or feeling as though we have anything to prove, because we are accepted when we accept ourselves, and we can just embrace that and be embraced. Tell them to shut up now.
Okay. Well, are you gonna hang on the line until the end of the show?
Oh, sure am.
Okay,
yes, I am.
I'm gonna come back to you by the end of the show to see if there's anything that you've learned from this conversation today that you're gonna use to, you know, sharpen your skills a bit.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Hold the line for us. All right.
Well, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Can I get a question? It is a good time.
I guess so.
This is one of the ones that I ask everybody. Everybody asks, you know, if they can stop for 2 seconds, it's a question about technique. How did you get started? Who was your first celebrity? Who hooked you up? You know, I'm sure you're used to those questions. I always like to hear, what questions do you think makeup artists who want to really push their career forward, what questions do you think that they should be asking you and they are not?
That kind of goes in. That was kind of going into my next question.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me hear your question, too. By that time,
okay.
I'll be able to answer.
All right. Basically, my question was going to be, especially considering that Gina's been in the business 22 years, I was going to ask you, like, what advice did you have for not just makeup artists starting out, but for makeup artists who've been in the industry for a while?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I have to even continue to do for myself. It's like if you're doing something for a long time, you kind of get stuck in a rut. You don't see the world around you. You kind of just see what you do every day. So I'm constantly reminding myself that, you know, things change all the time. So whether you're just starting or whether you're, like, been in the business for a while, I think the best thing to always do is to see what's current. So what I like to do sometimes is to go to, like, the agencies that book out great makeup artists and view their website to see those people's portfolios, to see, okay, well, what level of work do you need to be doing in order to do editorial, you know, I'm constantly, like, keeping myself abreast of that. And then I'll pick up all the magazines that capture my attention on a newsstand. I flip through the pages and I make sure that I'm doing things that represent what I see in those pages. Because if not, it doesn't matter what I know how to do. If I'm not doing what people want to see, then I'm going to be an old dinosaur. So it's really just about always making sure that you're constantly looking forward and moving forward in your own business, but taking the time once in a while just to pause and just look from left to right, just to make sure that you're still in the race, that you didn't take the wrong turn and everybody's running in the other direction. Yeah, so just really just taking a look around and seeing what other great people are doing.
Absolutely,
and you know,
I agree with that,
I think that's why I wanted to make this giveaway tonight a little bit different, because I wanted people to be able to, you know, because I said a creative eye look. It's for me, to me, that meant go to Danessa's website and look at some of her photos, because I want people to be inspired by other people's work. And since this is the show about Danessa Myricks, then why not go to her website and look at her work get inspired, submit a photo, you know, even if it's not something that's on your site, maybe something on your site will just kind of motivate them to do something a little different or take what you did and just stretch it, you know, to the next level.
And if you're not inspired by Danessa's work, you're dead.
I mean,
oh,
exactly.
My goodness.
I'm so serious. Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's just funny that you said that, too, because even for me, like, I have to kind of step back and say, okay, what have I been doing and how do I need to change? Like, even with the DVDs, like, I have, when I started, they were very basic. Like, the first five are all about concepts, the core concepts that somebody needs to know in order to be successful in doing makeup. And then after Volume 5, I started getting really creative, and, you know, the DVDs become a little bit more abstract, you know, Kaleidoscope and Black Magic and Iconic, where we recreate people in history, and Iron Lash Art. But, you know, most recently I said, you know what, I kind of need to go back to the beginning because, you know, again, the moneymaker is the basic core look. So the last DVD that I did was contouring, and I'm just finishing one right now. It's called Fundamental Beauty, and it's really all about just going back to the core basics, using products that I've become introduced to now later on in my career, just, again, how to get those beautiful, clean finishes to the skin. So even though we have a basic Volume 1 that was done back in 2005, it's like having a basic Volume 1 all over again, but for where we are right now. So I every day have to take a look at myself also and just make sure that I'm doing something different and not going off on a tangent. So I'm back to basics myself. So,
but, you know, when I first started my career, I was afraid of color. Like, you know, I could do the very neutral eye, you know, or I could just use one color and just, you know, blend it with something else. But, I mean, for to have color and on different parts of the eye and, you know, using all this liner and all, I wasn't going to do that. Like,
it's
I could
so
give
funny
you,
because, yeah, everybody says that to me, that their fear is always color. I hear that all the time.
It wasn't until I think I purchased Kaleidoscope and Black Magic that I thought, okay, let me try it again. No, let me try it again. And then after that, it's like, okay, it's a no-brainer.
You know, it's funny. Like, that's been my motivation behind, like, the products that I create. Like, I have my little, I like to call it a dash because it's not a line. It's just a dash of products that I create. And most of them are about eyes because I hear so much that people struggle with that. And what I do is design those products so that they give you instant, easy impact because a lot has to do with, you know, you can create very dynamic looks when you know how to layer different textures and how to incorporate different textures to get different effects, but that's a process. So I try to make that process easy. So if you're starting today and you don't know about any of that, you can just take this product and put it on top of this product, and then you have something amazing. So, like, people like you inspired me to create those types of products also. And you teach those in the classes, and we're at the shows. We do a lot of demonstrations of that, and I use a lot of the product in the videos also. Just really easy, instant impact kind of thing. So you don't have to be afraid of color, and you don't have to think about what color goes with this and what color goes with that. You just kind of you feel it instantly. It's a no-brainer type of application.
Okay, we have another caller. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hi, caller. How are you?
Hi, this is Frances. How are you ladies doing?
Hey, Frances.
Hey. My question, I just want to say that I am totally enjoying the show right now. And, you know, I'm sitting here in my vision room looking at my beauty wall, which, yes, definitely your work is on there.
Oh.
And my question is, when you made the decision that this is it, how did you remain steadfast in that decision? And not just because, okay, I have to pay bills, so I have to go to work, and I have to make this work for me. But how did the level of passion that you have help cultivate, you know, that desire and help you remaining, you know, steadfast in the decision that I'm going to make this work?
I think that's a great question. And there are a number of things, but what I found immediately was that whenever you're doing something that you enjoy and you love, you will always be the most profitable and you will always be the most successful. And I love the way it felt. the first time that I did makeup in that way and how people responded, that made me feel really good. It was that in itself was inspiring me to move to the next level, and how it made other people feel just really took it over the top. So I knew that if I'm going to commit to anything, it has to be something that it's going to make me feel good and it's going to make me happy. So it's really easy when it's something that you know that you really want to do. Like a lot of times when you're trying to pick a college or whatever, you're like, oh, I think I want to be an accountant, or I think I want to do this. But if the passion isn't there, it doesn't matter how much money you can make doing something, you're not going to remain steadfast. If something that you love, it's going to come naturally. And what I always tell people is when you're doing makeup, when you're pursuing a career in makeup, the frustration only comes when you're trying to get what somebody else has and be what somebody else is. The best thing to do is to make the most of where you are in the moment, because anytime you have small successes in the moment, it's going to lead to bigger things. So if you live in an area where there's not a lot of going on, there's not a lot of videos, there's nobody that you can shadow, but you have people who live in your neighborhood, then maybe your business starts with just you doing makeovers every Friday and Saturday in the house. And you charge $20, and getting known locally as this great person that you can come to get your face done for the weekend. If you're a stylist in a shop and you don't have time to do it every day in the salon, find your slow day and let that be makeup day. Just make the most of where you are in the moment. And when people are seeing you happy and passionate about what you're doing, it draws people and opportunity to you. So the key is, like, don't say, okay, I'm not doing Mary J. Blige now, so I'm not a successful makeup artist. That's not true. A successful makeup artist is somebody who's earning money, learning every day, and somebody's allowing them to do makeup. That's a successful artist. So you set small goals for yourself, and when you achieve them, you're going to feel good, and you're going to want to set a new goal. So really it's about, you know, A, enjoying what you do, and then B, creating a realistic environment for you to do makeup in the moment so that you're always doing it, you know, because this is the kind of business where the more you do, the better you get. You always have to be doing it. So what motivates me and what inspires me to keep going is just how happy and how good I feel when I'm doing it, and I want more of it. It's a drug. So if I don't learn anything new, no one's going to want to come to my class. It was the same thing I taught before. So it inspires me to do something different, learn something more. Go to Paris. I went to Paris, and I was totally blown away and totally inspired by what I saw, and just came back and developed 12 new colors for my line. It's like you're going to move in your own your excitement and your passion is what's going to move you forward in your business.
Right. Absolutely.
Thank you. That helped me, because that's exactly where I am. I live in a very rural area. And so, yes, and so thank you, Francis.
Okay, so let's get back to your DVDs for a bit.
Okay.
And maybe just, you know, go through a few of them, you know, tell us the names of them and what inspired you to do those particular DVDs.
And then after that, when is the beauty glove, the last glove coming back?
Oh, okay, you got it. Well, I'll stick that in when I talk about volume two. But volume one is the step-by-step makeup, and that, the Basics and Beyond DVD, and that has been my number one selling DVD. Even though it's the very first one and there's 12 that come after it, it's like really, it gives you a whole viewpoint of doing the whole face, and then it gives you like 15 different ways of doing the eyes, different techniques that you can use to do an eyes. So there's a lot wrapped up into that DVD, and it's a little over 2 hours, so it's a very long, chock full of stuff. DVD. The second one is Eyebrows and Eyelashes, and that's just a very basic approach to doing lashes and layering lashes, creative placement of lashes, and it also talks about brows, how to balance out the brow shape, and just, you know, just the fundamentals for eyebrows and eyelashes. And to speak to what you were talking about with the gloves, the lash glove is available, and I'm really excited about how excited other people are about using it. It's really designed for you to do individual lashes at a much faster pace. And it looks very sexy, too. It looks great on. People look at you and think that you're a different level of lash technician because they're like, well, what is that that you have on your hand and how does that work? So I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited that a lot of lash technicians have been able to use it as a great tool to really earn more money because they can do their job much quicker. Also, the lock-on lash, I know a lot of people used it in the past, and it was discontinued for a while, but that will also be back in August. And basically what that is, it's a latex-free adhesive, and a lot of people look for latex-free adhesives for their clients. But it'll keep your ship lashes on with the proper placement for about a week and keep your individual lashes on for 2 weeks. And it's very easy to use and it's safe for everyone.
Right.
So those are the lash items. Multidimensional makeup is really all about creating dimension on the face. And when I speak about dimension, it's really about contouring and shape. And that's really my whole approach to doing makeup. It's one of the big things that I teach in the boot camp class is not trying to memorize 12 different face shapes. It's being able to look at somebody in their face and deconstruct them in like 2 seconds and to know like, okay, what do I need to take away? What do I need to add? What type of shape do I want to create, and to have the tools in order to do that. So multidimensional makeup talks about creating dimension on the face and on the eyes, how to layer textures, which is really huge, a big thing for me. Beauty Foreplay is volume 4, and that goes over the 4 core concepts that I teach in the boot camp. There's 4 concepts that I use in everything that I do. And so I talk about those concepts, and I give visual illustrations as to how they work. So whether you're doing something very basic or you're doing something very over-the-top and dramatic, those 4 concepts will always apply. So that's what Beauty Foreplay is about. Erotic is volume 5, and it's all about mastering how to construct the eye, how to construct the core concepts and basic techniques on changing the direction of the eye, how to make an eye look bigger, look smaller, how to deal with bulging eyes versus eyes that slant down. And then also it talks about layering different shadows, textures for effect. Set It Off is one of my favorites. That's all about working on set. And on that DVD, we take a multicultural viewpoint of, you know, doing an actual model on set, what's expected of you as an artist. We go over some very editorial looks that you would do more like for a magazine or for and maybe a corporate advertising, how to keep the skin looking fresh and glowing, how not to get makeup in the hair and how you have to coordinate with the fashion stylist. You know, it's about the team working together on set.
Right.
Kaleidoscope is the one that you talked about earlier, and it's all about using color, different ways to make color look dynamic on all areas of the face. And Black Magic is the exact opposite. It's just really ways to use black from the very basic to more dramatic on eyes and lips. Iconic Remix is also one of my favorites. That one is very much about contouring, and we talk on that DVD. We basically recreate icons in history. So the cover is a Grace Jones remake. And then we have, like, the time of the Afro, and we do a Cleopatra. But within that, we're talking about concepts like how to redirect the brow and how to, like, re-sculpt someone's face so it's, like, half the size and color placement that doesn't move. So if you have how to use incorporate different textures and different additives so that your colors don't move when you place them on the skin so you can layer them on top and be a little bit more creative and dynamic with your looks. Eye and Lash Art. It's an artful approach to eyeshadows and lash placement. So we teach you how to make lashes. I make lashes out of trees and flowers in that video and metal spokes we make lashes out of. And we just do very artistic things to the eyelid, how to use different makeup textures to be very artful in your approach. So this is more of a conceptual approach to doing eyes and lashes. The eyes video, that video is all about eyes. It has 13 different looks, and just basically it's introducing new textures. In volume 1, we used more of the basic textures, and we did the 15 different ways to do it in the eyes. So In the New Eyes video, we use new textures like cream bases and glitters and sealants to create dynamic eye looks. So it's like a part two to volume one as it relates to the eyes. And then contouring was the most recent one, and that's just really how eye onset resculpts someone's face, using foundations, using powders, using textures like glitters and shimmers, how you can totally have in your mind the effect that you want to create on set, on camera, and how you use your powders and your shimmers and your foundations in order to do that. So it gives you examples from a basic standpoint and then also for a very dramatic and over-the-top standpoint. So you get the full view of contouring. And then the newest one is really, like we talked earlier, fundamental beauty. It's just getting really back to the fundamentals, and just it's like a contouring part two, because we still talk about contouring from top to bottom, but doing it with an approach of having a very fresh, clean look to the skin. So it's great for brides. It's great for someone who's doing any type of commercial work. It's great for even just an average woman who just wants to know how to feed her face better for Thanksgiving dinner and the Christmas parties, you know. So it's a very fundamental approach. This is like, I like to call it the 90% moneymaker DVD, because this is where 90% of our income comes from. So that's
right.
That DVD, but that won't be out until August, and we'll launch that on the website and at the Brana Brothers Show.
Okay. Cool. Did everybody get all of that?
I did. I will forward you all my notes, because I am very curious about notes.
You got it.
Now we have a few more calls on the phone, if you don't mind taking a few.
Oh, sure. No problem.
All right. Let's see here. Let me see what you... Is this Francis? Hello, caller? Are you just listening? Okay. Maybe they're just listening. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Gina?
Uh-oh.
Maybe not. Hello? No question, no comment? Okay, I guess they're all just listening. Any questions from the chat room?
I saw one a minute ago, but it looked like it was kind of incomplete, so I was going to see if the person typed it through again. I missed that go by. Well, I have kind of a lead-in or whatever to the last segment Vanessa just finished.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's been throwing around rumors about a workshop in New York City this fall. Is that true?
Yes, everybody's been beating me up, and they're like, why aren't you having another class in New York? We just recently had the boot camp, and we had a few boot camps this year. And so in October, I'm going to do our eyes boot camp. So it's the sister class, the regular boot camp. Yeah. Because we're going to be all over the country in between.
Right.
So if you can't wait, you can come to Brana Brothers. We have a whole day of free classes on Sunday. So it'll be like
That's a little
sneak peek, an intro. But, the next New York class will be in October, and it's going to be an 8-hour boot camp class for the eyes. So
awesome.
All eyes, eyebrows, and eyelashes for 8 hours.
And they can go to imakeyoubeautiful.com for the info for that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And all the information and all the updates for classes and schedules is always on the website, imakeyoubeautiful.com.
Got it.
So tell us, Vanessa, what steps do you take when you're doing a photo shoot? Like,
mm-hmm.
how do you get creative? What's your motivation, and just what steps do you take from beginning to end to see it through?
Well, you know, usually I have an inspiration. Like when I went to Paris, I got inspired, or I could just watch a video. Like, I watch a Lady Gaga video, and I'm like, okay, I just thought of 10 new looks that I want to do. I have a new DVD that's in the back of my head that I'm trying to put together now. It's called Rockstar. So basically, I want to redo all the different rock looks and video looks that we see, people that we say, oh, my goodness, you see her performance on the MTV Awards or whatever. I want to duplicate all those looks. So before I can even plan a day, I have to find my models, and that's the big part. You know, and this is very important, even if you're just building your portfolio, you have to have the right models. As much as my auntie and my cousin want to be in the videos, I can't put them in the videos. You know,
you have to have that.
So you have to always just have that professional approach. So I'm just looking for the right models, and that's really usually where I start. I have an inspiration, and then I find the models, and, you know, then I look for wardrobe. And I like to do everything myself, because then I know it's going to look and feel like I want in the end. Sometimes I even make the outfits that they're going to wear, or, you know, just create new, unique things just right on set. Or I'll just go to Michael's and walk through the aisles, and if something interests me or gets me excited, I just grab it up and just play with it either on set or at home. You know, so that inspiration is the key. Being stimulated is the key, which is why it's important for me to always go to shows, always be talking to new people, because without that, you won't get that new inspiration. So you got to move around and see things. So from that inspiration, that everything else comes from there. And then I also think about, okay, what new products I can create, or new colors that I can create to go along with this theme. And once I got that all together, we just went to the studio and get it going.
So basically just doing something new, you know, not just the same old, but just trying new things. And
exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Exactly.
Any questions in the chat room, Jennifer?
No, there's not one in the chat room, but somebody just wanted to remind us that they're in queue. They called earlier and they came up against a little technical difficulty, so they're ready to get their question in over the phone.
Okay, and where are they calling from?
That will be Shauna, and she's calling from the DMV.
Okay, I see her. I tried to get her, but I didn't hear anything. Okay, here we go again. Hi, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay! Hey, Shauna.
Hey, guys. Hi, Janessa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I have a question. I'm also a mom of two. I guess I'm single because I'm not married yet. But
well,
I wanted to know. I wanted to know as how you started getting more and more gigs, and you started to excel in your career. How did you maintain the work and life balance? I don't know how old your kids are. Mine are kind of young, but and I have that support system, but it might be people who don't know how to keep it, you know, so it's
nobody's
suffering. Not suffering,
yeah.
That's hard work, but you know what I mean.
I can tell you it is challenging at times, but the difference is now, even though I really try as much as possible to incorporate my children in what I do. So, like, they know what I'm doing from day to day. They sit in the lab and make makeup with me. You know, they help me pack the boxes for the trade shows. You know, they listen to the voicemails for me. They check the website. I just try to involve them. So when I leave, they know why I'm leaving and that I'm going to be coming back. And then, you know, they kind of got used to when I come back, you know, we had a good day, they're going to have a good day, too. So we all kind of work together. It's like we're working the business together. But, yes, it can be challenging, but there's a great reward at the end as well. So, you know, for me, just being able to involve them in the process as much as possible, and also to have a reward at the end when I have a successful trip or I'm able to, you know, work overseas or do some great jobs, you know, they see the benefits. They see the trampoline in the backyard or the vacation, you know, so they're all
that's right.
in it to win it with me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank
and I will
you.
See you in August, front
oh,
row
fantastic.
And center.
I look forward to it.
All right. Have a good evening, ladies.
You did the same.
You too.
She would be there, front row.
That's one of my favorite times. Like, Brana Brothers, I love doing the Brana Brothers show because I get to meet people from all across the country and sometimes over the world. When people come there from Europe and Australia, everywhere, just to come and, you know, to sit in on the classes because they're thinking that they'll never see me in the areas which they are. And I get a chance to just hear how they're using the makeup and how they're experiencing the product where they are. It's a really good time for me, honestly. And that I'm very grateful to Brana Brothers, you know, because initially I started off with having one class, but, you know, it's very humbling, and I'm very thankful for the people who follow and support me to the point where, like, the class was overflowing. One time there was 300 people just packed in the room, and people were requesting the class, so now she gives me an entire day. So from morning to night, from the time the show opens to the time the show ends, I'm doing makeup classes all day, and they're all completely free. So it gives me an opportunity to see people that I wouldn't ordinarily see in the boot camp. So it's a great time for me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So how are the trade shows different for you, or are they the same? With, like, you have Brana Brothers, and then you have the makeup show. Like, what differences do you see in the makeup artist? Like, because I can imagine from the hair show, you will get a lot of hairstylists who are trying their hair and that makeup.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what it is. When I go to shows like Premiere and Brana Brothers and the international show in New Jersey or the Spectrum Beauty show in L.A., it's really about people who are trying to incorporate makeup as part of their careers. And for the most part, it is hairstylists, it's braiders, it's nail technicians, people who do lashes who want to do makeup. So they're really, what they want to know is how they can earn money doing makeup. They want easy 1, 2, 3 steps on how to start right away and how to incorporate it into what they're doing. They want to know how to charge. They want the fundamentals. When I go to, like, the makeup show, it's a totally different experience because we have artists on all different levels in all different facets of the makeup industry. So what they're asking for is a very, very specific and much more detailed. And it's a lot more sharing. Because they may say, okay, well, I use this product and that product. Can you tell me how this is different from using this product and that product? And, you know, so it's a different type of environment in that regard.
Right. Now, I have my sister Janice on the line, so I'm going to let her speak quickly because she's at work. So I'll just let her go ahead and say something. I can get her. Hi, caller. How are you?
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you to Jennifer again for filling in for me.
Honey, I will pinch hit for you anytime, babe.
Thank you so much, and hello to Danessa.
Hello.
How are you? And hello to my sister, of course. She got on me last week for not mentioning her name.
We have all of her DVDs.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm not going to hold you all too long because we're in between setups, but I just wanted to ask you, Danessa, because you were just talking about hair and the hair show, and I wanted to, because I think that's probably where I first saw you was at a Brana Brothers show years ago, but from having a good friend who's a hairstylist and who's worked along with Patrick Bradley, I understand that you were at one time, and I'm not sure if you still are or not, if you were part of his team. So I just wanted to know if you could just share a little bit of information about, like, what that experience was like, and as a makeup artist on a team with hairstylists, what what was that all about?
Right, well, actually, I met Patrick at a Bronner Brothers show also. It was a Bronner Brothers show in Baltimore. And he just came by the booth and asked to see one of the DVDs and handed me a book. And we became friends that day. And, you know, Patrick does makeup and he does hair. He's a brilliant hairstylist.
Okay.
I adore him very much. And we're actually great friends. So we built a relationship, a friendship, a professional exchange from meeting at that Bronner Brothers show. And he has a great series of DVDs as well. So we just thought, wouldn't it be fun if we were able to collaborate and do something together? So, and that's when we went to Vegas and we did the Metamorphosis DVD and we did a class out in Vegas together. So we just took both of our venues and both of our businesses and kind of just brought them together, you know, to do something together. And we've done some classes together as well. But he's a great professional relationship of mine, and we try and support each other as often as possible. But I enjoy being in his presence because he is brilliant. And he's a great businessman as well. So it gives me an opportunity to learn just being around him and to see what he does and how he grows his business. So basically that was just a collaboration, and we thought it would be fun to do.
Okay. Now, do you encourage makeup artists to connect with hairstylists, like kind of become a team sort of, like with hairstylists as a way of taking your creativity to another level?
Absolutely, because one doesn't live without the other in a photograph. Unless you're cropping
right.
the whole thing out, you know, it's just the face. You know, when you have a fantastic – I work quite often with a hairstylist by the name of Janelle Seeley-Smith. She is brilliant, and some of my best work, my best images have come from collaborating with her, because you feed off the energy of another great artist, even though they don't do the same thing that you do. So in order to make the visual complete, absolutely, those collaborations are really, really important.
Gotcha. Well, ladies, I'm back to doing touch-ups, so I hate to cut the conversation short.
Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for all your support.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Later. I like how, Danessa, how you went into the fact that it's so important to be able to draw from the same, you draw the same kind of energy, but you maybe process it a different way. Like, you know, you talked about the difference in the makeup artist from one show to another, but to me it sounds like you actually get the same kind of energy to, you know, do the next greatest thing from them.
Oh, absolutely. Like, as much as someone will say, okay, Danessa, thank you so much for what you gave me, believe me, I've gotten twice as much from everyone else that I've been able to teach or to meet a booth. You know, it's really incredible for me just to have those experiences and to meet that many people with so many different perspectives on makeup. It really fills me up, honestly.
Beautiful.
That's great. So I want to get back to Gina, if she's still here. Gina, are you there?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Okay. Hey,
<All
Gina>.
Right. We have about 15 minutes left, and just in case if anyone hasn't noticed, we added an extra half an hour to the show.
Because
we were running out of time, and we just had more to talk about.
And
so I didn't mean to sneak an extra 30 on you, Danessa, but, you know.
It's okay.
She's giving it up. Thank you.
So, Gina, have you learned anything, or just what have you taken away from all this that you think you're going to be able to use in your career?
Absolutely all of it.
I agree, unbelievable. Gina and I are actually, by the year she named, we're kind of twin sisters in the makeup industry.
Oh, awesome.
And some of the names, who mentioned Patrick earlier from Baltimore?
Oh, my sister did. Janice did.
I'm originally from Baltimore, and there were two Patricks.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's talking about Patrick from Dead Set or Patrick from Mount Washington.
Janessa, what's Patrick's last name?
Bradley.
I don't remember his last name.
Yeah.
Do you know where he started out originally?
I believe he was in Virginia.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's another
thing. I can ask my sister.
I remember Patrick from Baltimore.
The hairstylist she was mentioning is Leah Watson out of Columbia, Maryland. So more than likely, that's probably the Patrick that you know.
Because I know two Patricks from Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Well, we may have to do a little research. That may not be the one.
Wow.
So what are you working now in the industry? Like, are you working consistently in the industry, or are you just kind of jobs here?
I'm just getting back into it. I never ever stopped, and I worked my love around other things going on in my life, and I had my own line for a while in Baltimore, Tribe. I moved to Montgomery County about 4 years ago exactly, and I'm getting back into it full force. I'm indecisive about which direction I'd like to take, and so much has changed because I was actually, I'm going to tell you, I've been praying on this and leaning more towards over the past 4 years, more of my writing. And I was actually leaning more towards getting into perhaps beauty editorial writing or beauty editing. Every time I think I'm staying steadfast on that, I keep getting drawn back in to the creative side. So it's just a matter of feeling like you're a kid in a candy jar, because you just you get caught up in it. But you have to be you have to encircle yourself with the same kind of energy, and a lot of what I would call my energy boosters, my pals in the industry, we've gone in so many different ways over the years. I don't even know where they are. Some have passed away over the years. The Patrick I originally thought of was from a salon that was rocking it like back in the 80s and on early 90s called Dead Set.
I know what you're talking about.
And Irvin used to have a lot of the master classes and stuff there and encourage everybody to go to the shows. But he passed away. You know what I mean? And then I kind of got caught up into the shows I used to follow when I had my line was the Mid-Atlantic Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
The Mid-Atlantic Beauty show was the one I used to follow, and all of my hairstylist friends went to Bronner Brothers. And do you know, I've never been to one.
Oh, wow.
All of these years, I've never been to one because I always associated it with hair. But also keep in mind, for a long time, I was doing this with no internet.
Right.
And now, you know, knowledge is power. You can get, I'm just re-motivated again to, and another thing, I spent, I'd say the past 4 years focusing more on skincare than the makeup. The skincare and the writing. I'm writing a book right now. But it's more of a book focused on skincare and not the makeup portion.
You know what somebody
go,
did? I think somebody asked earlier if Janessa had any plans for a book.
Oh, yeah. I actually have a book that I published a number of years ago, and I'm actually next year I'm going to be releasing a new book every quarter. That's the plan.
Okay.
Yeah, so some step-by-step beauty books. So sometimes you just like to have something to carry with you, to flip through the pages, to look at the images as a resource as opposed to video. And I can, you know, produce photo shoots a lot quicker. So the goal is for once a quarter, there'll be a new step-by-step beauty book.
See, I have my book right now in my hand.
Awesome. I don't
you
have that.
You have one of the only copies that exist. Like, that first book is not being published at the moment. So you have a collector's item.
Oh, wow.
That book was especially designed to bring on set, yeah.
Even my studio makeup was none of the avant-garde fantasy makeup that I see your beautiful work here on your website. All of my studio makeup was very conservative. It just had to be clean laced. Most of it was with Maryland Public Television,
mm-hmm.
Owens Mills, Maryland. So, yeah, like I said, I have a lot to learn. I started not to say anything at all and not let anybody know I was on the call and just listen.
But the thing is, I see you, though. I see you. So I was determined. I was going to get something out of you. Because the thing is, honestly, Gina, I think you're really teaching some of the newer makeup artists some things, and you probably don't even realize it. I mean, you're telling us your story, but in that story, I think people can pick up on a lot of things that you're saying. And one thing that I picked up on is, you know, we've talked about, you know, just meeting new people. And I think, mm-hmm. I mean, I want to get you connected with my sister because she's in Baltimore. And so mm-hmm. I know you all may know some of the same people. And, you know, then again, you may not. But that'll be someone new that you can connect with. And,
oh,
you know,
I love
maybe
you.
She can introduce you to some just some different areas of makeup that maybe you
haven't. What's her name again?
Denise.
What's your sister's name?
Janice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've all gone out different ways. I don't know if you know some of the names. People I hung up out with in Baltimore back in the day was Debbie Young.
I was just about
Debbie
to ask
Green.
You if you knew Debbie Young. If you knew Debbie Young.
Oh, absolutely, my baby, Debbie Collins. But she's doing all movies. She's been doing that for a while now. She's a
yeah.
little older than me, and her kids went to college sooner. And she had that freedom. My baby just turned 20 yesterday. So we'll see. That's
yeah.
another reason why I feel like the kid in the candy shop. You know, I could relate to a lot of questions that were asked and a lot of issues that were addressed, such as juggling work-life balance when you have kids and holding on to your dream while still taking care of your financial responsibilities at home and all of that. And I could throw in many, many more, like continuing my education. Otherwise, I heard someone talking about college earlier. Or perhaps, I'm sorry, I got that confused because I was listening to the phone. I was listening to you guys, but also listening to one of your recorded ones online at the same time. So I think that gentleman was speaking on the recorded show.
Okay.
I was listening to, but as you can see, I multitask. I was listening to that, listening to you guys, and trying to catch up on Twitter at the same time. But, yeah, this
awesome.
Has been, like, godsend. It's very motivating.
Oh, great. Well, great. Well, I'm glad I, you know, answered your call, even though you were just listening. I just decided that I was going to do that late, you know, here. I was just going to answer, you know. Choose somebody, and even if they don't have a question, but if I can get them talking, I'm going to ask them some questions and just see what we can get out of them.
Yeah, Paula Abdul just released a motivational video, and it's all about her video. It's all about reinventing yourself.
Mhm. Yeah.
The need to constantly reinvent and not. It's impossible to hold on to what we did in the past.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we need to do almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Almost mm-hmm. every day. So, well, Danessa, do you have any last words of wisdom you would like to leave with us? Does anybody have any last questions in the chat room?
Well, I would just like to say to anyone who's listening is just to say I was where you are, you know, just a short time ago if you're somebody who's starting new. And I'm also that same artist who's been doing it for a while who may have gotten stuck in a rut and needed to make some changes. So I believe that we're all in the same boat or have been and I've walked in your shoes in the past. And I just would say just not to give up, just to really continue, you know, moving forward with your passion and that it is possible, you know, just to look at me as someone who didn't have the opportunity to get any formal training and also came from a background that had nothing to do with beauty. And I've been able, thankfully, to be able to create a career for myself and also at the same time help other people. And everybody on this call has that same opportunity. So just to keep your head up and keep moving forward, stay focused, and to use opportunities like this phone call and the shows to get re-stimulated and re-motivated so that you can get your career to the level that you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. That's so important because I think every last one of us, we're all role models. You know, it doesn't matter what level, you know, you're at. We're motivating someone, you know, at some point. We're motivating someone. So we just have to keep that in mind. And I think one thing that I love about Sam Fine, you know, sometimes I'll watch his tweets and people will ask him, you know, they idolize him and they think he's, you know, so great and he is great. And, you know, they'll ask him different questions and basically he'll turn it back to them and basically say to them, you know, you can do the same thing. I was once where you were. You know, he makes it like that he's not above anybody else. He's on the same level. And it's true. We're all makeup artists. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the industry. You could be in the industry, you know, for a year. You could be the baddest thing out there, you know, or you could be in the industry for 10 years.
True.
You know, your skills may be okay. But, you know, so we all have something to learn. So we can just keep that in mind and just continue to, you know, motivate one another, encourage one another, you know, and just share as much information as you can.
That's another thing that just blows my mind about. I hesitate. I almost say your group now. Say our group, okay? The hair girls always had that sistership. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, always. That was one thing I always admired about the hair girls, although I wasn't, you know, into the hair. The makeup artists back in the day didn't have that sorority or that fraternity too much. It was much more competitive and cutthroat in the makeup industry. But at the same time, we didn't have the kind of access that we have now as well because, you know, we didn't have that kind of technology. We were also working very hard to not stay in the game, but get in the game and be in the game.
Yeah.
And one thing I have to give Sam major kudo props for is daring to even put out that Fine Beauty book because he did that when my sisters were still wearing blue eyeshadows and white lipstick, you know? It was just a whole different makeup culture,
right?
To dare to say no. You can go natural. That was a very bold thing to do at that time, and
Hold on. We got like less than a minute left, and I just want to get this last question out to Vanessa. It's a question that we just love to ask. And basically the question is, what is beauty to you?
Beauty to me is the opportunity that we all have, especially as women, to share what we're feeling on the inside and who we are on the inside and propel it on the outside so people can see who we are and what we're all about without us speaking a word. So it's really just giving people an opportunity to show who they are as an individual, which is why it's so important, not just to me, but to so many people.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Well, Danessa, we want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. If I could sneak in another half hour, I probably would have, but we won't hold you any longer.
Thank you so much. I really had a great time. This was very uplifting and inspiring for me.
Good. So I'm happy we were able to inspire you. So that's
absolutely
great. Thank you so much. Yeah, and thank you to Felicia of Just That Beauty for helping me orchestrate it all. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I really do. And for all the people who hung out with us in the chat room, oh, let me go call out some names. Okay, we have Art History, Coffee 0410. We have Deshae. We have Gorgeous Ingredient. We have a couple of guests here. We don't know their names, but their guest number 4107, 4379, 5262, 5361, 5581. We have my co-host, of course, Jen James Beauty. We have Kelly Woods. We have Makeup is Art, which is Kat. She'll be on next week as our guest. We have Shauna Janelle. We have Silver Lips. We have Technicolor, of course. She's a true soldier from Beauty Talk, and we thank her for being here every week. Thank you guys so much. We so appreciate you all. We're just humbled by your presence in the chat room every week and just being on the phone lines and joining us from all over the country. And it's overwhelming for me, too, sometimes. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you all. God bless you all, and good night.
Good night. See you guys.
Good night.
Thank you, Danessa.
Thank you.
Yes. Have a good night, everybody.